Welcome to another edition of Real Prospector Radio. Today we'll feature Robert Palmer of the Robert Palmer family of companies, followed by our featured guest, Regina Palmer. She's an agent for RE/MAX since 2007, does her work in Georgia and Alabama. She works with single-family homes, first-time home buyers, the military, and is working hard, like the rest of us, to bring millennials to the table and get them involved in real estate. But first, let's go to a recent seminar featuring Robert Palmer, the founder of the Robert Palmer family of companies and RP Funding. And what he's talking about today to the many realtors gathered is, how can we further use Facebook? How can we use the social media to get even further ahead in the real estate game?
No one is going in your Facebook feed. No one's going in Robert Palmer's Facebook feed looking for a house that is for sale, right? They want to see what I'm up to. Well, if what I'm up to is out listing houses, selling houses, putting signs in yards, taking pictures of houses, sitting at closing with happy clients, I need to be in all these pictures though, right? Because they're on my newsfeed. I'm the star of my newsfeed. They're looking to learn more about me, and then we're going to piggyback the fact that, yeah, I'm great at what I do for a living, but you've got to be in it. I see a lot of people, they mess this up. They will only show a picture of the house, or they will only show a picture of the client. You need to be in there with them as well, and you need to write the line, the heading, the headline from a personal perspective, right? We all need to understand the power of a good headline. We're going to talk about this when we get into more of the advertising side. But, right, you ever been standing in line at the grocery store, and those magazines right there on the rack all have the most ridiculous headlines to try to get you to read them? And no matter how much you don't want to get involved in celebrity, you know, smut, we can't help but read some of these headlines and wonder what's going on and if it's real. Headlines are super powerful. And so the headlines you pick for your posts, the headlines you pick for the information you're going to share, will have a huge impact on how much it gets liked, how much it gets clicked on. But remember, you've got to be in this. You are the star. They are there to see you. They want to see what you're up to, right? Not just what you're selling, not just what you're listing, not just everything else you're doing. So we've got to stay personal. We've got to get personal on our social media. The next big one is video. So video is extremely powerful in social media, right? We like the human interaction. You know, we want to see people. One of the greatest ways to show off who you are, what you're up to, is with video, right? So I think even better than a picture of you taking a picture of the house is a video of you out there. A quick 30-second video, not highlighting the house, but talking about what you're doing. Hey, got a new listing. I'm out here putting the sign in the yard. I'm out here with my professional photographer. We're going to get this thing up on, you know, realtor.com and this and that. And, you know, I'm out here walking around with the clients, explaining to them what's going on. A quick video showing you at work. How do you do your job? When you're listing a home, what does that look like? When you're helping a potential buyer, you know, I'm here slaving away 8 o'clock at night, looking up potential homes for a client I have. I'm finding him everything between 150 and 180 in this neighborhood that meets his criteria. These types of brief videos is a great way to interact with people. You know, let's look at the fact that there are now people who are YouTube famous, right? There's nobody who's blog famous, right? People became YouTube famous because of the power of video. We were brainwashed as little children from a young age to look at TV and to trust everything on the all-powerful box. And in today's world, that translates into video. And so while there's a lot of great bloggers out there, there's a lot of, you know, which is a text medium, they're writing articles, there's writers out there, there's photographers. The people who are getting famous are the video, the YouTube famous. They're putting on videos, they're singing, they're putting on acts, they're entertaining. We are drawn to video because it's the closest thing to real life we have. And a big part of trust and buying and building a relationship and getting someone to trust you with the largest transaction of their life, that's this whole buying and selling a house thing, they've got to trust you. And one of the key ways to gain that trust is through facial recognition, them beginning to recognize you. And you're going to recognize me a whole lot quicker if you're watching videos of me and seeing pictures of me than you are if all I am is putting out pictures of houses and putting out content that you may or may not read. But even if you read the content, do you know I wrote it? Do you remember me? I can put out the best article on the planet, and people may run around and say, I read this awesome article about what interest rates are going to do. But if my face wasn't in it, right, if I'm not in it, if I'm not there, it didn't help boost my credibility. It didn't help boost my position. So did I really accomplish anything? Or on the flip side, if somebody watches a video update from me about what interest rates are going to do, you can't help but know who I am because every single word is coming out of my mouth and the entire time you're staring at my face. So video is a much better medium. The other cool thing is a lot of us struggle to sit down and write a great post. Stick a webcam in front of most people's face and they'll figure out how to talk for 30, 60, 90 seconds. And now we're not as worried about spelling errors and grammar errors and repolishing and polishing and editing and worrying about the final product. Just stick a camera in front of your face. do a quick video update, stick it out there in the news feed, go back and get your whole social squad, your sharing squad to get involved and like it and share it and get it out there and have people looking at your videos. The other cool thing is shooting videos with your clients, right, at the closing table. Hey, I'm here with so-and-so, a client. We just closed on their house. Let them talk about how great you are, but be in the video with them. Because again, the key is, we may remember, well, yeah, I saw this video of a person talking about how great their real estate agent is. I don't remember who the real estate agent was because they weren't in the video. So the key is you want to be in the video as well, and you want to maximize video in your social media. All right, so let's talk about Twitter for a minute here, and we're going to get into some Facebook advertising. A couple tips on Twitter. Tweets with images will get a 5 times higher engagement rate. Images, videos, again, these mediums, we are a social society. We are a visual society. The parts of our brain that recognize faces, there's actually a whole part of your brain dedicated to this, to recognizing faces. You know, when we're young, this whole survival instinct, we need to recognize who our parents are sooner than later. So our brain is structured to recognize faces faster than anything else. So having pictures, having your face in there, having videos with your face in there. I basically want your face in everything you do when it comes to social media, because we want that recognition. We want people to feel like they know you. We want people to feel like they recognize you the first time they meet you in person, because they've seen your face so many times in social media and everywhere else that they already feel like they know you. You're already a part of the family. Including a hashtag can bump your engagement. You know, this is big. Again, people, the hashtag sticks out. It's kind of like a bolding or an underlining in your message. Whether the hashtag is relevant or anybody actually uses it for its true purpose, which is to find other messages with the same hashtag, the hashtag kind of sticks out. We've been trained that, oh, the most important part of this is behind the hashtag. So by adding a hashtag in there, you know, I sell lots of houses, hashtag sell your home today, hashtag get a free home valuation. Just saying get a free home valuation is not as powerful as hashtag get a free home valuation, right? Because again, we've been mentally trained that whatever comes after that pound sign is the most important part of the message, and that's what we key in on. There are people that may not read your entire message, but they will read the hashtag. So that's a great place to put the key information. Back in the day in direct mail with old letters, we would put the important information in the PS, right? People would skip the whole letter, but they would read the PS. In today's social media world, the hashtag is that equivalent. They will skip your entire message, but check out the hashtag to see if it's something interesting, to see if it's something relevant to them. And then that may back them into reading the rest of your message. So use those hashtags accordingly on Twitter. Share local content to reach your specific market. I think this is important. This is important with Twitter and anything else. The more local, the more you are speaking to your potential audience, right? The more I'm speaking directly to you, the more I'm speaking directly to you, the more I'm speaking directly to you, the more powerful it is, right? We don't want to hear generalized information. We want to feel like the person, the post we're reading is aimed directly at us. And a great way to do that is to get very geographic dense. If there's a neighborhood you're farming, right, talking about that neighborhood. I'm not just talking about putting out stats, but mentioning, you know, hey, riding through X neighborhood today. Maybe make that neighborhood name a hashtag. This is how you're going to use that local geography to really make people feel like you're talking directly to them. Instagram, another great social network out there. We're going to talk a lot about Facebook at the end here today. But Instagram, all about pictures. You know, share a day in the life aspect of your business. So again, a lot of you are putting your pictures and stuff on Facebook. Are you utilizing Instagram? That picture of you out taking pictures of a house, that picture of you out there getting listing paperwork signed, that picture of you handing the keys to a client, all of these are great things to go on Instagram to be shared with your followers. Highlight special unique features of a house rather than the typical shots, right? One post I've seen recently that goes crazy viral is when there's something really screwed up with a house. And now we don't want to share what house this is necessarily because we don't want to highlight it for our client. But if you have like an REO listing that's been vandalized, you know, if you go look at a house on a preview and there's just something crazy, like you can't open the bathroom door without hitting the toilet, you know, this kind of stuff is funny. People see this, people remember this, people will like this. And that's great content for Instagram. And then finally, I think hashtags, again, are even more important when it comes to Instagram, because now you do have a chance as people are clicking on the hashtags to have additional pictures show up in the feed. You've got a chance to be there as well now. If you're in the picture, again, it's better. If I put a picture of a listing up or a picture of whatever, but I'm not in it, and it gets all these views because it ends up on a popular hashtag on Instagram, it's not doing me any good. The whole point to all this is getting your face out there and then ultimately getting your name out there. We're going to start with your face because they'll recognize your face much sooner than they'll recognize your name, your team name, your real estate company. They will recognize who you are. So now all of a sudden when you show up in their news feed and it is an ad and you are trying to get them to react, there's some facial recognition there. They recognize you. They remember you from all these other things.
Well, Robert, thank you very much for that. And now let's bring aboard Our featured real estate agent for the day, Regina Palmer, an agent for REMAX since 2007, serving clients in Georgia and Alabama. Single homes, first-time buyers, military. Now, I was noticing on your bio that you started in real estate in 2007. Timing is everything. You got into real estate right during the crash.
Exactly. Didn't I, though?
You certainly
did. But in my opinion, if I get in it in the crash, then my opinion, that means that I must be pretty darn good.
Well, I would say so. You know, Robert Palmer started RP Funding just about the same time when things were really dismal in the economy. Homes weren't selling all that much. But you, with the experience you got in the crash, it had to make you a much stronger realtor.
Exactly. It's, you know, with real estate in itself, you've got to be self-motivated. You've got to have the work ethic. You've got to have that drive anyway. And for me to get into it in the crash in 2007, that means that, yeah, I definitely had to buckle down and do a whole lot more than you normally would have had to do.
Do you think that you had an advantage with all the excitement, all the momentum of just getting into the business and all of the, you know, you got all the anxieties, you got all this and that, and you came in, went into an agency where you were right there with people who'd been spoiled for the past 20, 30 years, just putting a house up for sale and watching it go.
Yeah, I do, actually. I think because of the crash and everything that I had to learn and everything that I did, which is always in my entire life, has been self-taught. So with knowing that I had to come in and I had to do all the extras that the others were not used to having to do.
Yeah.
With me being used to having to go the extra mile, that was normal to me.
I like
so
that.
Therefore, I mean, that every single client that I get, I am always so excited. It's a new person. Everything is completely new every single time.
That is so cool. Now, there had to be some agents that kind of looked down the hall and said, here comes the kid again. She's a ball of fire.
Of course, and you know they hate that. You know they do.
Well, yeah. You don't exactly get asked out to lunch much.
No, you don't. And you know, it's like, well, you know, and with her coming in at the crash, you know she's not going to make it. A lot of realtors, I mean, it's hard enough to get in the business as it is.
What
so
originally
if you
brought,
have the drive.
What originally brought you into real estate?
It is a crazy story, which honestly most people don't know. They're not aware. Of course, whenever I got divorced, before that I was into human resources, which is of course with people. So I get divorced and I was in Mississippi and I'm like, you know, well, it's just time to go home. And I never said I would do that. So I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home and I'm going to take the summer off and spend it with my daughter. And then as soon as summer is over, when she starts school, I'm going to start school. So the day she started was the same day I started real estate school and had my license and was ready to go.
Now, what brought you to REMAX?
Actually, what brought me to REMAX was because I was already trying to build myself up, but knowing that I had that name brand out there. To me, the name REMAX, to me, stands out above a lot of others.
I've also heard that REMAX has a great internal training program. Is that right?
They really do, but most of it is everything is online. Everything you do, you can find it all online. So if there is any type of question or training or anything that you want, all you do is go to your REMAX site for your individual sale for your agent, and it's there.
Did you find that being the age you were, you went into REMAX, you started in there, but you were of the age that computers were very, very much a part of your life. And for some of the aging realtors in that office, I'm sure they were uncomfortable with computers and a little bit, not even wanting to use them. And it's a tool that had to be used in real estate.
Exactly. I mean, as far as computers, I've always loved computers. Yes, I'm not as savvy as I would like to be, but when I got into it, got into real estate, the computer is there. You have to use it. And then, just like you said, they were scared. Most of them didn't even know how to turn it on. Where is that button? What do you do with that?
Now,
and nowadays, that's where your leads, that's where everybody's on the internet.
I was going to say, how are you using the internet for your lead generation?
I am actually in the process of developing with RP Digital Marketing, of course, to develop me a new and upcoming website. Most of my leads now are either from Zillow or they are from referrals from past clients.
Wow. Well, I know this website's going to really help you. Are you using Facebook or Instagram to kind of show off your sales and show off some of the different homes that you've got on your list?
I use Facebook religiously.
Really?
I mean, from my phone, if I can't do something from my phone, I don't need to be doing it.
Now, is that a separate account from the Regina Palmer, or do you have all of this on one account?
Actually, I have, of course, my personal page, which is Regina Palmer. But, of course, in that, I use a lot of business. A lot of stuff I do is business. I also have a Facebook account, which is Regina Palmer Realtor. So, I mean, both pages, you're going to see a lot of my business on it, but primarily just for the business is going to be Regina Palmer Realtor.
But I imagine that you use Regina Palmer, the person, use that Facebook to point out interesting things popping up on your realtor site.
Exactly. So either way it goes, you'll find me. If you just search my name up, you'll find me on one or the other or all over the place.
Tell me your favorite type of transaction that you're specializing in.
My favorite type is actually first-time homebuyers because I know they are very limited on what they know, and what they know is from the internet. And I love educating people. I love telling them different things and different ways of how you do things. And I'm the type, you can ask me 50 times. I don't care. if you forget, if you don't understand, please ask me again. Because I treat every single client I have as if it's the house I'm buying for myself or if I'm listing my own house. Every single client is based on how I would do it if it were mine.
Well, you know,
I love educating the people. I love it.
One of the things that comes to mind is if you're dealing with first-time home buyers, that would generally be a younger person, maybe in their 20s. And so they speak a lot to their friends. They socialize a lot with their friends. And so that is another way that you're generating leads, I would think.
Exactly. And that's where it all also comes back to the computer, to the internet, because they are so computer savvy. They'll go on and research everything, and then they'll come to you after the fact most of the time.
Do you find that most of the people are looking for the home first on the internet before contacting a realtor?
I do. I think if I had to give a percentage, I would say at least 80% of the people are on the internet before even contacting a realtor.
Wow, that is amazing stuff. So then how do you corral those people?
That's where this wonderful website is going to come into effect, and that's where by the Zillow profile that I have, where I get a lot of leads from there. I mean, anything you can get on the internet that is physically with the properties is how I'm corralling them.
One of the very cool things about your territory is Georgia and Alabama. So you're dealing with not only first-time home buyers, but you're dealing with a retirement segment, and you're also dealing with the military. There's a lot of military strength in those two states.
Exactly. I mean, there's so much variety here and of course, everything in Georgia is completely different than it is in Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that divides the two is the Chattahoochee River. That's the division. And we have Fort Benning here, which, of course, is a very huge base. And a lot of military transitioning in and out. But even given that, I would say my percentage of clients, majority are not military.
Hmm.
And I have a lot that are. I would say probably 15% maybe are military. But the rest are just people that are here, people that are retiring. There's a lot of people that come here to relocate and retire in Alabama.
What are you doing to try to attract millennials to real estate? I think that's a major challenge right now for the entire industry.
It is very, I mean, the real estate in itself, of course, is very challenging. But as far as attracting them, it's basically going to be word of mouth. To me, it's going to be the word of mouth. It's going to be the referrals. It's you've got to get out there. You can't just, we cannot completely depend on the computer. We cannot completely depend on the internet or any of that. It's getting out there, being personable, being meeting people. I mean, going in the grocery store, somebody smiles at you. My daughter used to look at me and say, they'd smile at me and I'd start talking to them. And she'd be like, Mom, what are you doing? Stop that. I'm like, well, they smiled at me. So that's just my personality is to, hey, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm. And I imagine what it's going to take is the millennials at some point are going to realize that their only path to financial freedom is to own real estate and quit supporting the landlords of the world. But if you specialize in first-time homebuyers, I imagine you have to really take some of these people by the hand and really talk them down off the ledge every now and then.
I really do. And it's, you know, a lot of them, I mean, we're all like that. We're stubborn. We don't want to hear it. We know exactly what we're talking about. But you have to physically take them and show them things. You have to, like I said, it's educating. You have to educate the people into knowing why you need to buy a house instead of renting it. Why do you want, and my comeback is, why do you want to throw your money away and give somebody your money when you can have that, have the house of your own and that be yours and you do what you want and you not have to ask for somebody's approval on doing something to your house?
Very good.
You know, and here, the market here is, if your mortgage is, say, $1,000 a month, your rent here on that same exact house is going to be $1,200 a month.
Is that right?
That is the market here.
So why
do that?
Yeah. Economy of scale, as it were. Can you give us your contact information before we run out of time, Regina Palmer?
I can. My cell number is 706-505-0726. And, of course, you can feel free to call me, text me. My email address is reginapalmerrealtor@gmail.com. And, of course, you can find me on Facebook at that address as well.
All right, very good. And, of course, when you are helping people to buy a home, are you dealing really closely with mortgage companies?
I am, of course. I mean, because the way I'm looking at it is if I'm going to help you buy a house, I want you to get the best deal you can get on the house. I also want you to get the best that you can get on your mortgage. So I have several mortgage lenders that I work with on a regular basis that, as realtors, we know who can do the job, who says they can, and who proves themselves with the best rates, with everything the best for my client.
Now, having been in the industry for several years now, is this something you'd want your daughter to get into?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I would, I mean, if you have the drive for it, and if you're a people person, I would love for her to get into it.
Very cool. Regina Palmer, our special guest today, an agent for REMAX since 2007. And I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy day to educate us and share a lot with us about you and about what you do in Georgia and Alabama. Thank you so much, Regina.
Thank you very much.